Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back to another edition of Big Blue View Radio, Giants fans. I'm Ed Valentine of BigBlueView.com, and thank you for joining us today. As we record this, we're just a couple of days away from the Giants season opener against the Dallas Cowboys. Seems like that's the annual season opener for the Giants. Trip to Dallas every year. Early in September to start the season. Might as well, make it a tradition, put it on the calendar, make it a holiday. Football is back. And as I take this, as I record this, we're on Thursday afternoon, which means the season opener for the NFL will be tonight with the Patriots and the Chiefs. But we know that, what you guys are concerned about is Sunday night with Giants versus Cowboys. Let's quickly get a couple things out of the way. It looks right now, it's becoming more and more possible, or at least it seems to be becoming more and more possible, that Odell Beckham Jr. is not going to play on Sunday. We don't know that for sure. On Wednesday, when I was in New Jersey, we saw Beckham stretch, work with his team just a little bit, and do some very light jogging during the warm-up period, and then go and work on the side. Today, Beckham again worked on the side a little bit, did what appeared to be some very light straight line running, but no cutting, no jumping. So right now, we don't know what Beckham's status is. The Giants are playing it close to the vest, but it looks more and more like it's possible that Beckham won't play on Sunday. He did say, that he's itching to play. Don't count him out. His heart wants to play. Ben McAdoo has said that Beckham could play on Sunday night, even if he does not practice this week, and it's sort of become pretty obvious with only one practice remaining in the week, that would be on Friday, that Beckham most likely will not practice this week. So if he's going to play, what would happen is he would get on the field Sunday before the game, test the ankle, do some running, do some pass catching, try to cut a little bit, see if he could go. But it's looking more and more like it's possible that the Giants will go into Sunday night's key game against the Cowboys without their best player, which is unfortunate. We know, on the other side of the coin, we know that Ezekiel Elliott will play for Dallas. But whatever your feelings are about the suspension, about the seemingly odd way that the NFL handled all of this, it is what it is. That's a topic for another day. As many of the Giants have said, the fact that Elliott will be playing allows the Giants to face the Cowboys at full strength. It allows a real test of what the Giants and the Cowboys both are as we get into this season. There would be no excuses on the side of the Cowboys if the Giants happen to win the game. It's, from my perspective, it's a great test for the Giants defense, particularly if Beckham does not play. The Giants consider this to be a championship caliber defense. They were one of the best in the league last year. They held Ezekiel Elliott down for the most part in both games. without Beckham, obviously, that makes things more difficult for the offense. But it's a game that the defense, calling itself a championship caliber defense, would have to step up and prove that that is indeed the case. We'll see what happens, but definitely, not a good situation for the Giants, not the way they wanted to open, if Beckham is indeed sidelined, but we will see what happens.
Okay, Giants fans, with the Giants facing the Cowboys this weekend, we're joined now by Dave Halperin, founder and managing editor of SB Nation's Cowboys website, Blogging the Boys. Dave and I have been going back and forth and running both of these sites for a long time. So how are you today, Dave?
I'm really good, really excited about the NFL season, finally getting ready to start.
Yeah, it's been a long time, and geez, it's been a long time that you and I have been doing this. I think we're both old-timers around this network.
Yeah, I'd say we're both about a decade in on it now and going strong.
There you go. Hey, let's get started. We'll take a few minutes here. We'll talk about Sunday night. I need to start in a place where, that you're probably tired of talking about and thinking about and considering. Just a couple of thoughts from you on the Zeke Elliott situation.
Well, it's a really tough situation. It's really hard to evaluate something like that from far away. I've read through a lot of the reports and, testimonies and all that kind of stuff. It's a very confusing, murky picture. So I try to stay away from, deciding what happened there when I haven't talked to anybody who's close to the situation, any of the principals. I just think that, it's a little bit irresponsible to be able to judge that without being there or being close to the situation. But, I will say that the NFL process for discipline, I think most NFL fans would say, is a little bit, flawed. It's a little bit uneven in the way it dispenses justice. The way the safeguards for the players, have been kind of bargained away. I think it's something that's going to end up being a big fight in the next negotiations for the NFLPA. So at this point, we're just kind of waiting to see if he's going to play past week one. And we'll get a ruling on that on Friday and, kind of go from there on how it's going to affect the Cowboys season in 2017.
Yeah, I think if I was answering that question, I don't think I would have been quite as kind when it comes to the NFL disciplinary process. It's pretty much a mess. You just never know what's going to happen there. But anyway, let's move on. Let's talk a little bit specifically about Sunday night. And I want to ask this question with no intent to rub salt in the wound, but the Giants beat the Cowboys twice last year. Is that a large topic of conversation, around the Cowboys and around the fan base? And does it increase in the magnitude of Sunday night, from a Dallas perspective?
Well, it is a topic of conversation. It's mainly, kind of sticks out because not only did you guys sweep the series, but you're really the only team that beat us in the regular season. Because the Week 17 loss to the Eagles, everything was clinched. We didn't play any of our starters for any amount of time in that game. So that was one of those throwaway games. So if you go back up to 13-3 season, we really only had two real losses during the regular season, and that was to the Giants. So it really sticks out. It's something the Cowboys fans have talked about in the offseason. It's right in your face kind of thing. You can't ignore it. Does it increase the pressure or anything on this? I don't really think so, because I think it's really, for one thing, it's always a new season, right? You never know how a team's going to play from year to year. You can have wild swings. You just never know what's going to happen. But I think most importantly, It's really just about, this is a division game.
Mm-hmm.
Division game to start the year. You know, both teams want it really badly. It's really important for Dallas, you know, to kind of win it. To get the season started right, they had a little bit of a rocky offseason with all the stuff going. They would, you know, really love to get this under the belt. So I don't think it's necessarily, you know, a Giants thing. If it's even Washington coming in or Philadelphia coming in, I think we've probably felt pretty much the same way, which is we really need this win, you know. But, again, it is a topic of conversation that the Cowboys struggled mightily in the regular season. And it was really the only games that we really struggled offensively the whole year. So it was kind of it is a topic.
Is there something, you know, from your perspective or that people have been able to put their finger on, you know, with the Giants, just in terms of the matchup, that makes this difficult, you know, for the Cowboy offense?
Well, I think in the first game, it was really, you know, we couldn't run the ball as effectively as we wanted to. That was a big thing. I mean, I think Zeke only went for like 50-something yards in that game. We just weren't able to run the ball. And, you know, that sets up everything we do. It even kind of sets up our defense in a way. And so when we can't effectively run the ball, it's really tough for us, you know, all the way around. And then the second game, we did a better job of running the ball, but we just couldn't finish.
Mm-hmm.
Look back at the two games, we got into your Giants territory actually quite often, but we couldn't finish. And against the rest of the league, we finished really well. I mean,
mm-hmm.
we were really good in red zone defense and converting drives into points percentage-wise was really high for us. So, I mean, I just, you know, Giants have a really good defense. You guys have spent a ton of money creating a really strong defense. And, you know, it's just probably a case that you guys outplayed us on those days.
Mm-hmm.
It happened again. That's why, you know, that's why we played a game this season.
Mm-hmm.
But during that season, that paid off for you guys. All that money and effort spent on the defense outplayed our offense.
I will say that I do wish Janoris Jenkins hadn't talked quite so much about Dez Bryant.
Well, Dez, we're a little bit excited about because, one, he's injury-free. Last year he was, you know, he had some injury problems that he was coming off during the offseason. During the season he got picked up. And then 2 years ago he had some injury problems. So he's feeling as healthy as he has in a while. And his chemistry with Dak Prescott is growing much greater than it was before, you know, Dak kind of came in out of nowhere last year. They didn't have a whole offseason to work together and the whole training camp where Dak was working with the ones. So, you know, it wasn't this year. It feels like they really got themselves on the same page in training camp. There's been a lot of good chemistry between them. And Dez is feeling really healthy. So, you know, we're pretty excited about that combination going into the season.
Good. You know, another guy that I really wanted to ask you about is Jalen Smith. You know, the Cowboys took a little bit of heat a year ago for drafting him, you know, in the second round, taking him as early as he did, considering the severity of that injury that he suffered. Obviously, you know, he still hasn't played an NFL game. I mean, how close to being 100% is Jalen Smith, and how big of a difference maker, you know, can he be, you know, for Dallas on defense?
Right. I mean, yeah, all those things are very accurate. One, the severity of the injury was incredible. So there was debate as to whether he'd actually ever play in the NFL again. So, I mean, that's the kind of level of comeback we're talking about here for him to be able to play. In the preseason, he played a few games, and I, you know, obviously watched those repetitions very closely. And moving forward, backwards, that kind of thing, he looks okay. He looks like he has a burst speed, closing speed. He was really good at recognizing plays, diagnosing run pass. Where he struggled a little bit. He didn't seem, you know, laterally as quick as you'd want him to be, you know, start and stop to the lateral kind of thing. That was a little bit of a problem. He was a little bit of rusty on his angles to the ball carrier. You know, obviously he had been out of football for over a year, so he's shaking all of that off, and they didn't really do a lot with him in OTAs and training camp. You know, they didn't force it. So he's really kind of getting his football leg back under him. I expect him to be, for the first part of the season, a decent linebacker. He looked like he could make plays. He didn't look like out of place. He didn't look hesitant. He was definitely doing the job. I don't see him as, you know, before the injury, people were talking about he could have been a top five, top ten pick in that draft.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see that player yet. Maybe that player will come as time goes by, as he gets more repetitions, as he strengthens, learns how to work with, you know, whatever physical challenges he has with the knee recovery. But he's not at that level yet. So, you know, if he was 100%, I'd say maybe he's at like an 80% of what he was, or 75, something in that area. He's a competent player right now from what I've seen, and he can do the job. But he's not superstar, all-pro level that he could be if the injury and everything goes back to normal. So I think it's definitely, there's going to be a learning and growth period early in the year for him.
Interesting. I think it's a good story, you know, even, you know, for Giants fans to recognize. It's a good story that he's back at all, and that he's, you know, that he's going to be competent at least. So.
Yeah, and it doesn't hurt that he's a fantastic kid too. I mean, all the right attitude, you know, never gave up, never gave in, always worked as hard as he could to get back, still does that. So the fact that you got that kind of kid doing this comeback, it's really easy to root for him.
Hey, here's a question for you, little different question. When we were asked, you know, by SB Nation to do the season preview stuff, one of the questions we were asked was regarding, you know, which teams were your biggest rival, and I chose Dallas. And I chose Dallas, and I don't know if you saw the comment that I made. I chose Dallas over the Eagles for the simple reason that you guys have actually won things over your history. I mean, it's been a while since, you know, but you guys have actually won things. And I always look at rivalries like, to have a rivalry, you know, both sides have to win on occasion. That's sort of a long-winded way of asking you, when you look at the NFC East, which team do you and your fan base really look at and say, oh, that's our biggest rival, that's the team that we really can't stand?
Okay, so I'll two-part this answer and go back. In that SB Nation preview, I went out of the box because I get asked that question all the time in different places. Who's your biggest rival? You know, is it the Redskins, which is the traditional rival? Is it the Giants, you know, who are the better team probably right now than the rest of the people battling the Cowboys for the division? Is it the Eagles? You know, Cowboys fans hate the Eagles. So I went out
of
the
box. Well, we have that in common.
And I said, we've gone two playoff games in the last 3 years with Green Bay, and we played them five times in the last year, four years, and we play them again this year. So there seems to, and we had the Dez Bryant non-catch call up there in Green Bay a couple of years ago, and then we had that comeback that fell just short last season when they kicked the field goal on us at the end. But I chose that just as the right now rivalry. Cowboys fans want to take out Green Bay in the worst way. We're tired of them ending our season. We're tired of, you know, hearing from about them. But so that was just more of a fun, let's think out of the box rivalry, because it's always your division rivals that you almost inevitably pick.
Right.
Now, to answer the question in terms of the NFC East, I mean, traditionally everybody knows Washington and Dallas. But because of Washington's failings, you know, for a while now, when the Cowboys have added to that with some bad seasons themselves, that rivalry is nowhere near as hot as it used to be. Now, the Giants, if you're thinking really strictly football, it's the Giants because they're the ones, they beat the Cowboys a couple times last year. They've been the big dogs in terms of the NFCs and winning the big games, you know, the Super Bowls. And they're the ones who are, in my opinion, are going to be challenging the Cowboys this season in the NFC East. But if you ask almost any Cowboys fan which team they hate the most, it's the Eagles. Cowboys fans hate the Eagles. Now, we know they hate us, too. That's a given. But there's a real kind of animosity there between the teams and the fan bases somehow, and it's really been building and going. And part of it is, you know, the Eagles talk all the time, but what if they won, like you're saying?
I think we have that. I think we have that in common.
Yeah. So it's kind of a little bit aggravating. I mean, I know the Cowboys haven't won in a while. I'm not delusional. I'm not blind to that.
Right.
The least we have.
Exactly.
You know. So if you ask me where the heat is in the division, on the football field, it's really the Giants because I think they're the quality team with the Cowboys in the East. But in terms of fan bases and teams you just hate, it's the Eagles.
Interesting. Hey, last question before I let you go. Tell me how you think Sunday night's going to play out and make a pick for me.
Well, I mean, I think it's going to be close. I mean, it seems to be with these teams, doesn't it?
Always.
You know, we've been doing this for a while. They love to have us open, you know, the season. You know, of course, with the Giants being New York as a huge fan base, the Cowboys being the Cowboys, that's a huge fan base that they love. That opening, they love to put it in prime time, you know, so, and it always turns out to be close.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go with the Cowboys. I can't give up with my season, you know, this early. I got to stick with my team and say, yeah, we're confident, and we are confident. I mean, we feel like we're a good football team. Last year kind of showed us we could be, and, you know, the emergence of Dak Prescott was just, frankly, it was a miracle. I mean, it just came out of nowhere.
Right.
And, you know, but now we've seen him play, and we've seen him in the off season. It doesn't look like he's a fluke in any way or there's a slump. So, you know, I'm going to like the Cowboys, but I'm going to like it to be a close game. I mean, I don't like it to be a close game. I don't wish we'd blow you guys out, but meaning the way I see it will be a close game because it always is.
Right.
So, you know, I'm something like the Cowboys 27-23 or something like that, you know.
All right. Hey, we'll be talking to you again. Appreciate your coming on for a few minutes, and I know that we have our five questions coming up a little bit later on this week. So, folks, look forward to that, and we'll be talking to you again, Dave.
Okay, thanks a lot for having me on.
All righty. Yeah, bye-bye.